good. Practice. So tonight's shiur is about the halachas of retaining rivers. Reuven lent somebody money, lent him 100 pounds, to be paid back 120 pounds. And he got paid back 120 pounds. What's the halacha of the last 20 pounds? Does Reuven have to return that 20 pounds to the borrower who gave it? Case number two. Reuven lent 100 pounds, and 2 weeks into the loan, he gets a box of chocolates for Shabbos from the person who borrowed money from him. Let's say the box of chocolates was 10 pounds. Does he have to return the box of chocolates or the value to the one who gave it? Case number three, after the loan's been paid back, he gets flowers for Shabbos. Does he have to return the value of the flowers?
How long are you talking after?
That is a very, very good question. That tells the day after.
The day after.
So, basically, with the halacha to return in ribbis is divided into three types. The main categories of ribbis is divided into three types of ribbis. The first type of ribbis is ribbis ketuta. That's ribbis which is osam min ha'tera, which is when you have two conditions. Condition number one, it was a loan. Condition number two, that the ribbis was agreed on when they lent the money. Second form of ribbis is avak ribbis. That is when the one of those two things are missing. Either it wasn't a loan and it was a sale or a schiras, hiring, a service. Or even if it is a loan, if the ribbis wasn't pre-agreed on and it was just during the loan, there was some sort of benefit which the borrower gave the lender. The third form of ribbis is ribbis mukdemus mukheres, which means ribbis which was given before the loan took place, or ribbis which was given after the loan has been paid back. So the halachas of retaining ribbis will depend on which form of ribbis we're discussing. If it was ribbis ketuta, a loan which had an agreed ribbis, like our case number one where he lent him 100 pounds to be paid back 120 pounds. Then there's a chiyuv mitzvah menatir v'chiyach imach for that ribbis to be returned. In a case where it was not a loan, it was a sale or something like that, and there was ribbis on the sale, all the halachas of ribbis on sales we'll discuss in other shiurim. But in a case where it was ribbis, then that's avak ribbis also has to be returned. There's a chiyuv lotzis de shemayim for that ribbis to be returned. However, the last case, ribbis mukdemus mukheres, ribbis which was given before the loan took place, or ribbis which was given after the loan was paid back, that does not have to be returned at all. The question could be asked, what about ribbis when he pays back the chayv? Once he pays back the chayv and he brings with a box of chocolates, do we look at that as a vak ribbis which has to be returned, or do you look at that as ribbis mukheres which does not have to be returned? So the halacha is that is like ribbis mukheres and does not have to be returned, even though in regards to other areas of ribbis, when he pays back the chayv, is more strict. But in the halachas of retaining ribbis, then ribbis that he gives when he pays back the chayv is more kuladik and does not have to be returned even lots of station line. Ribbis which has to be returned, there is, however, a special. There is halacha that the labor could be mechlit. Even though mitzad the malveh he has to return the ribbis, the labor has the right to be moichel the payment of ribbis, both by ribbis tutsa and by avak ribbis, the labor can be moichel. I have addressed a point which we'll bring out soon. The labor can only be moichel ribbis which has already been paid. He can't be moichel and then go and pay ribbis and say, oh, I can be moichel, let me pay it. Obviously, that's not the case. Ribbis which has already been paid, he could be moichel. There is a big difference between the payment that the malveh gives back by ribbis ketuta, that is ribbis min ha'tera, and the payment which the malveh gives back by avak ribbis. The ribbis which the malveh pays back by ribbis ketuta, it's basically a chayiv, a debt which he owes the loveh. However, by Ribbis Rabbonah, by avak ribbis, the chiyuv chazar service doesn't have the same severity, the same strength. The differences will come on in this case. What happens if the ribbis is paid up before he pays up the loan. For example, he lends him £10,000, and the ribbis is every week, I want £5 ribbis. And now we're 10 weeks into the loan, and he's paid £50 interest, and he hasn't touched at all the principal payment. Can he now turn around to him and say that I'm only going to pay back £9,950 because £50 I've already paid back? And the same question you could ask, if he's paid back the full £1,000 with all the interest, but there's another bill which he owes for somebody else, can you say, oh, I paid you interest, let me take it off the second bill? So this would depend if we're talking about ribbis ketutzo or avak ribbis. By ribbis ketutzo, because we look at it that the malva has now a debt to the loive, then the loive can say, I'm going to knock off my debt. Whether it's the same debt, that means he can say, I'm only paying back £9,950, and because I already paid you £50 of the ribbis. And the same halach would apply that if he owes him money from a different chayv, he could knock off £50 of that chayv because of the £50 of ribbis. However, by a back ribbis, only if he owes him money from this chayv could he knock it off. However, so let's say what would be a case of a back ribbis, he lends him £10,000, and at one point during the loan, he sends him a box of chocolates worth £10. So, as long as he hasn't paid back the £10,000 loan, he can knock off £10. Once he's paid back the whole loan, he cannot, obviously the malva has a chiv to pay back the ribbis, which he got, like we said, avak ribbis has a chiv lost the deshamayim. But if he owes him £10 from another transaction, he will not be able to knock that £10 off. Where this is very practical, people might not realize, would be in a situation where Reuven buys a house and he can't take out a mortgage, so he asks somebody else to take out a mortgage for him. So let's call it the father took out a mortgage for the bank, and every month he's paying the bank a payment. Now we know the bank payment is always divided into the principal and the interest. And the son is paying his father every month that payment. A few years down the line, they might realize this is a shaila of ribbis. So they'll say, okay, from now onwards, I won't pay any more of the interest payments, I only pay the principal, and all the ribbis I paid until now, I'll just meichel it, because I know that the loive can meichel the ribbis. It won't help here. Because we're talking about ribbis ketutzo, all the interest which he's paid till now automatically comes off the principal. And therefore, if let's say the mortgage was £150,000, and he's paid back £20,000, even though in the eyes of the bank, only £10,000 is principal and £10,000 is interest, al pi halacha, he's paid back his father £20,000 already. So you have to knock off £20,000 off the loan, and he's only has to pay him an extra £130,000. For him to go and pay another £140,000 and say, I only paid you £10,000 because the second £10,000 was interest, and interest I can meichel, that won't work, because we look at that last £10,000 because ribbis ketutzo that comes off the principal, and for him to go pay extra now will be paying ribbis now. Because he hasn't paid any ribbis till now. Till now he's only paid the principal. If he would pay over the principal, he would be now paying ribbis.
If I had a first loan of £10,000 to somebody, I paid him £100 interest. I made a mistake. Both made a mistake. And the next time I took another loan of £10,000. I said, you know what? You know, £100, knock it off this loan. I owe you £9,900 now.
Right.
Was that okay to do that?
If it was ribbis ketutzo, the first loan, then he could definitely do that. If it be avak ribbis, then the malva could say, I owe you £100 ribbis, let's knock off. But the loive won't be able to say, I'm not paying you the last £100, let's take off the loan. Because the malva has a chiv to give it back, the loive doesn't have the right to demand it. So it depends from whose perspective you'll be looking.
Mm-hmm.
So
that case of father and son,
rather than
no ribbis.
It could be as machvek's placing. According to Ramosha, he hasn't done anything at all, because you can't pay off ribbis before you paid off the karen. According to other places, it could be it has a ribbis payment, but because there's a mitzvah, v'chiyach yichimach, therefore automatically knocks off the loan. But I've had it was a ribbis payment, but the mitzvah of giving it back makes it knock off the loan straight away. So it could be he would be able to start to try.
Yeah, but if you haven't finished paying the
karen,
it's not ribbis, it's not.
You raise the point of giving ribbis batos, they never realize it was ribbis. It's an important point because even though we said avak ribbis, there's no chiyuv. there's only a chiyuv of lots of zedei shamayim, and he doesn't have a right to demand it back. In a situation where they both had no idea there was ribbis going on, and we know for sure that if they would have known there was ribbis, he would never have paid it, and it could be al pi chesh mishpat, he could take the money back. He could say, I never wanted to give you that money at all, therefore it's still his money. And therefore, if you would now want to be moichel, you won't be able to be moichel, because now I'll be giving him ribbis, because that money is still mine. I haven't paid him ribbis yet. That money is my money. To be moichel, we're now paying him ribbis. It sometimes happens, people use somebody else's credit card and they don't realize. So it could be he hasn't paid him ribbis at all. To now be moichel, we're now giving him ribbis. Okay. It's more complicated than that, but that would be the basics. Chazal give a special dispensation for somebody who's whole livelihood and business comes from lending beribis, that if he came to do tshuva me'atzmo, Chazal said, im mekabel mimenu, we don't accept beribis back from him. So even though he has a chiyuv, a mitzvah, to go to every business he knows that he took beribis from and offer money back to him, Chazal said, we should not accept beribis from him. Unless the beribis he took is a very specific item and everyone knows that's the beribis item, then he would have to give it back. As long as nobody knows where his beribis is, then Chazal said, not to accept from him. Another case where we don't, Rebbe's tuta doesn't have to be paid back, is if the malve dies, then the Yerushim are not mochiv to pay back the Rebbe's, because Rebbe's is not a straightforward chesh mishpat dekechayv, it's more of a mitzvah to give it back, and therefore the Yerushim don't have that mitzvah, and therefore the Yerushim will not be mochiv to pay back the Rebbe's which their father got.
The father's not allowed to accept the ribbis. The fact the father accepted the ribbis is a shiklala aveda. Why can't the yashim be besacked with the father's avlo?
I'm not saying they can't.
They don't have to.
They don't have to. They don't have this mitzvah of a chiyah chichimach.
Even if the ribbis money is separate from the keren.
Even if it's separate, yes. Only in the case where it's a very specific item, even
though they can be. That you put the keren in one account and the ribbis in the second account.
I don't think they'd have to give it back there. Because I'll say when it's kibbut over him, the ainu. When everyone sees this, he got this car for ribbis, then he would have to give it back. But and even then, the Gemara says only in a case where he was did tshuva and he's never managed to give it back, then you have to give it back. But in the case where we know where the money is, but it's not obvious to everyone that's ribbis money, he would not have to give it back. The shaila is, what happens if he lends him £10,000? And he says, I want for ribbis a specific item. I like that coat. I want you to buy that coat for me for this loan. Does he have to return that coat itself? So it's machlitza, please. Pashtas la'alocha, the malve is koino the chefesh or ribbis, and he does not have to return the etzem item. At least if it's something which is mass manufactured. Something which is unique and people recognize it straight away as something got ribbis, then Chazal Masakni has to give back the very specific item if the borrower wants back that specific item itself. If he's happy to give back money, then he only has to give back money. There's also interesting halachas in the Chazal's ribbis that if he specified that I want back £10 of ribbis, and then the borrower gave him, as they call it, an offer. I'll give you something worth £15 for this £10 of ribbis. The halacha is, not only does he have to give back £10, he actually has to give back £15 worth, because that's what he got for the ribbis, therefore he has to give back the full amount. So basically the halacha we've discussed is basically the chiyuv chazaras ribbis is dependent on the three types of ribbis. Ribbis ketuta, avak ribbis, and ribbis mukdemis mukheres. There is actually another case of ribbis, which is osa, which will not have to be returned, and that is something which I would have done for the malva anyway. But chazal still asked it because it's too perfarhesi, it's too obvious. Like the person speaks about buying an aliyah for the malva. So then I would have done it even if he wouldn't have lent me the money, but because it's something which is in public, chazal said it's osa. If the liver would have done such a thing for the malva, the malva would now have to pay him back the evet for that.
After the loan is paid or
no,
the time?
After the loan. So if it's shortly after the loan, it'll still be also. If it's a long time
after. With money, you'd have to give him back. After the loan,
ribbis mocheres is you never have to return. To do a lechatchila would depend whether it was straight after the loan or a long time after.
Even if recognizable that it's done for.
You know, by Anna Malia, if you pink now, he's every season buying a Malia.
If it's shtip, it's muffle carver, it's mutter. Maybe if he's doing it specifically for the loan, it's machreitz ha'poiskim. Zechel, those who make them.
You know, 1 day, 2 weeks, a week, month, 6 months.
Rosner says it's very vague. But he says, calls man that they've been involved in other things in between, and you could say it was because of something else, and it would be okay.
But what happens with your brother, this person?
So, the person say if it's clear that there's another reason, everyone knows of the other reason, then it'll be okay.
Even if you're doing it because of the letter?
No. If you're doing it because of the letter, always be also.
Even if you're doing it because of the ribbons?
Yeah. If you're doing it because of the ribbons, always be also. Only talking about a case where you're
doing it. No, because of the ribbons. Nobody else can say about it. I'm doing it because of my brother. Yeah? I'm doing it because of the ribbons.
Always also. I've not had to. He's doing it for the
ribbons. It's all down to how I'm doing it.
Yeah. In a case where he would have done it anyway, then I feel like it's also people might think that he's doing it because of the
rest. I'm experienced, I would have done it anyway. Yes.
Then you get to the vague grey areas. The Rabbi Yashu says that bad if somebody who, I mean, this is partial, somebody who took Rabbis has to trivel, charot, vidi, Kabbalah, abo. Rabbi Yashu says, what's Kabbalah, abo with? He'll do Kabbalah, abo, 5 minutes later, he'll do Rabbis again. He's absolutely clueless what Rabbis is. So the main Kabbalah Abba is he has to learn what Ribbis is. So Shreichem, all those who come to learn in Yonah of Ribbis, to know what Vizor and Halachas Kamoros of Ribbis.